You know, we were talking offline about the marijuana industry, and everyone's talking about how it's growing, it's expanding, it's touching lots of people's lives, but no one talks about the hardcore data that's coming out of that industry or that industry needs. And since you're a data detective, I thought maybe you'd want to kind of tell me some of the things you'd be looking for if you were, I don't know, running a dispensary perhaps.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. This is a very exciting field for me because it is new, and the regulation, production, and sale of this is now legal here in Colorado. So from a dispensary perspective...
A dispensary is what? That's a retail?
Yes, a retail outlet that sells cannabis products that contain THC.
Okay. So from a dispensary perspective, I stepped on you. You were telling me they need data? Do they not have enough? You know, we bought it, we sell it, we grow it.
Yeah, they collect a lot of data thanks to the state of Colorado and the regulatory requirements that are placed on it. There's a specific system that tracks the plant from the time that it goes to a certain size pod all the way through to the waste disposal of the plant material. So there are mountains of data being collected on this. And additionally, inside of the dispensary, there's a point of sale system. And every transaction from a patient or a customer goes into that system. So you have the ability to see what strains are selling the best and how long these products sit on your shelves before they're sold.
Okay, so this has got to be kind of useful because this is a perishable product, I would get. This it can dry out, or inventory costs money. You don't want to tie up money in the inventory. You're nodding on radio again.
Correct.
You're nodding. Okay, we're on radio and you're nodding. For those of you in radio land, she nodded.
I nodded, yes.
Would you like to expand on this answer? Okay, we're going to redo this one.
This is terrible.